愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone。
在这个礼拜的读经进度里面，有包括耶利米书三十五章。
This week's Bible reading includes Jeremiah chapter 35。
那我们今天晚上从耶利米书三十五章来学习。
Tonight we'd like to learn a few lessons from Jeremiah chapter 35.
我们来看耶利米书的三十五章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 35.
第一节跟第二节，请。
Verse 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, verse 2, Go to the house of the Rechabites, speak to them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink.
我们再看第五节。
Verse 5. Then I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites bowls full of wine and cups, and I said to them, drink wine.
第六节。
Verse 6. But they said, we will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, you shall drink no wine, you nor your sons forever.
第七节。
Verse 7. You shall not build a house, sow seed, plant a vineyard, nor have any of these.But all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where you are sojourners.
这个地方在记载一族人叫做利亚族。
Here records a tribe named the Rechabites.
那这族人跟其他的人非常不一样。
And this tribe is very different from others.
那不一样在哪里？
And what's the difference?
这不一样就是他们的生活方式。
The difference is in their lifestyle.
我们每一个人都有不同的生活方式。
Every one of us live life differently.
每一个家庭也有不同的生活方式。
And every family lives a different lifestyle.
那有时候家庭小孩子会从父母学习相同的生活方式。
And in the family, the children learn from their parents to live the same kind of lifestyle.
那过了好几代以后，就变成这个家族的一个传统。
And after many generations, this becomes a tradition to the family.
所以当三十五章神告诉耶利米。
So in chapter 35, the Lord says to Jeremiah.
说要请利甲族人进入神的殿的一个屋子里。
To go to the house of the Rechabites.
然后摆上酒给他们喝。
And to give them wine to drink.
这个大概离开利甲这一个人给他的子孙的教训大概有三百年左右。
And Rechab lived 300 years before these people lived.
那这个三百年来利甲的家族他生活方式跟别人非常不一样。
And in these 300 years, the Rechabites lived very differently from other tribes.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
他说我们不喝酒。我们祖先利甲的儿子约拿达吩咐我们说你们的子孙永远不可以喝酒。
Verse 6, but they said, we will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father commanded us, saying, you shall drink no wine, you nor your sons forever.
所以三百年来这个家族都不喝酒。
So within 300 years, this tribe did not drink any wine.
有时候我们常常想我只要不要醉酒就好了，为什么不可以喝酒？
Sometimes we often think, as long as I am not drunk, it is fine, I can still drink.
那有的人也试着去过一个不醉酒的生活，但是他是有在喝酒。
And some people try to live a life that where they are not drunk, but they still drink.
那出发点有什么不同？
And what is different about their starting point?
我们一般人喝酒不醉酒，出发点就是舒服。
Those who drink,But don't get drunk. They just want to be comfortable and enjoy it.
有的酒喝起来会很舒服。
Because when they drink, they feel very nice.
那为什么利甲族这一族人他不喝酒
？So why don't the Rechabites drink?
这一定有一个原因啊。
There must be a reason.
我们再看第六节。
Let's look at verse six.
第七节。
Verse seven.
也不可以盖。房屋撒种栽种葡萄园 但一生要住帐篷，使你的日子在寄居之地得以长延长。
You shall not build a house, sow seed, plant a vineyard, nor have any of these. But all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where you are sojourners.
所以这族人生活非常不一样，他不但不喝酒，他也不盖房子。
So this tribe is very different. Not only do they not drink wine, but also they don't build houses.
哦，那不盖房子住哪里？
So they don't build houses. Where do they live?
就是第十节住帐篷。
Verse 10, they live in tents.
那也不栽种葡萄园。
And they don't
葡萄园
have a vineyard.
因为葡萄园栽种了，就会有一个试探，想要去做酒来喝。
Because when they plant vineyards, they will have the temptation of making wine.
所以这一族人的生活跟其他人实在很不一样。
So this tribe lives their life very differently from others.
那不一样最重要的原因是什么？
What is the most important reason why they are different?
就是第七节，下最后一句。
The latter half of verse 7.
使你们的日子在寄居之地得以延长。
You may live many days in the land where you are sojourners.
这句话非常重要。
This is a very important statement.
他们了解他们是神的选民。
They understand that they are the chosen people of God.
那什么是寄居之地？
What is the place where they are sojourners?
当然，雅各到埃及地，这个也是在外地寄居。
And when Jacob went to Egypt, this was living outside.
然后约瑟在埃及地当宰相，这也可以是寄居。
When Joseph was a prime minister in Egypt, he was also a sojourner.
他们死的时候都有一个理想，要他的子孙把骨头带回到神应许的地方埋葬。
So when they passed away, they wanted their descendants to bring their bones back to the promised land.
但是寄居还有一个意思，就是在像亚伯兰在迦南地。
Sojourner is also is like how Abraham was in the land of Canaan.
他觉得他是做客人。
He felt that he was a guest.
所以他在迦南地，神应许给那一块地，其实他的心态也是寄居的。
So in the land, when he was in the land of Canaan, he still felt that he was a sojourner.
为什么？
Why?
因为他向往一个更美的家乡。
Because he hoped for a better a place.
那是神所经营、神所建造的。
That is the place where God has authority and where God has built.
既然是寄居，是短暂的。
Since they're sojourning, it is temporary.
那既然是更美的家乡，那是永久的。
Since they hope for a better land, that is eternal.
所以一个人会考虑在很短暂的人生，他用什么方式来生活？一个最重要的就是。这样的生活方式对我永久天上的家乡的这个盼望会产生什么影响
？So how a person lives a life as a sojourner in this temporary world will affect how they will live in the future.
有很多人没有想过这样在想。
Many people do not think like this.
所以他觉得我要怎么生活呢
？So they think how should I live my life?
舒服为主。
As long as it's comfortable.
我有钱，我能够活得舒服，我就尽量。
If I have money and I live comfortably, then I'll do my best.
不然我为什么这么认真赚钱
？Otherwise, why do I work so hard?
那我既然这么认真赚钱，我应当要舒服一点，那才补偿我的这种辛劳。
And since I work so hard, I should live a comfortable life to reward myself.
那我们这样在想的时候，我们常常忘记想一件事情。
And when we think like this, we often forget something.
就是这样的生活方式下去，对我们的信仰会有什么影响
？That is, if we continue to live a lifestyle like this, what is the effect on our faith?
那即使对我们没有影响，那对我们的下一代会有什么影响
？And even if it does not affect us, how will it affect our descendants?
因为他从出生开始，有时候跟我们活得很久。
Because from when they live a really long time with us.
那如果我们把生活水准提高得非常高，
and if we live our life with high standards,
那想想看，我们下一代的人生目标会是什么？这是很自然可以想得出来的。
Let us think about how will our next generation live their lifestyle.
所以第一个，我们决定生活方式常常是出于舒服。
So many times, how we live our lifestyle is based on how comfortable it is.
所以不舒服的我们就要改进。
And if it's uncomfortable, then we will change it.
那舒服叫做幸福。
If it's comfortable, then it is good.
那不舒服叫做不幸。
And if it's not comfortable, then it is not good.
那第二个我们决定生活方式就是用向别人学习。
Secondly, we base our lifestyle on others. We learn from them.
向社会的文化，在电影的情节或者亲戚朋友去学的。
Like the culture from the movies or from our relatives.
啊，因为他有什么，所以我一定要有什么。
Because they have this, so I must have this also.
啊，因为大家有什么，所以我一定要有什么。
Because everyone has this, I must have it also.
那因为大家没有什么，所以我也没有什么。
Because everyone does not have this, I don't have it either.
所以。我们是跟别人一样，抄袭别人。
So we are like, this, we are the same as others. We copy others.
因为我们不敢跟别人不同。
Because we are afraid to be different from others.
所以我们跟大家一样。
So we are the same as everyone else.
但是这个利甲啊，这个人，他的儿子约拿达。
But Rechab and his son Jonadab.
他非常有远见。远见 vision.
Oh, he had a great vision.
他知道要怎么生活，这个家族的信仰能够继续传承下去。
He knew how to live his lifestyle so that their faith could be passed on to the next generation.
那他为什么有这样的远见？
So why did he have this kind of vision?
其实如果圣经读熟一点，神是最有远见的。
If we know the Bible well, we know that God has the clearest vision.
还没有创世以前，神就知道人会犯罪，这不是最有远见吗？
Before the creation, God already knew that people would have sin, so God has the greatest vision.
在出埃及的时候，神就已经知道他们会离开神拜偶像。
In times of Exodus, God already knew that the Israelites would depart from God and worship idols.
这个不是远见吗？
So doesn't he have great vision?
所以这个约拿达吩咐他们的子孙，那这个智慧从哪里来
？So where did Jonadab's wisdom come from？
就是从神的话来的。
From the word of God。
我们来看《申命记》第八章。
Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8。
《申命记》第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8。
第七节。
Verse 7。
一直到第十节。
To verse 10。Verse 7, for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills. 8, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey. 9, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and of whose hills you can dig copper. 10, when you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you.
这个第七节到第八节在讲进到迦南地以后的生活。
From verse 7 to verse 8 talks about what the lifestyle that they will have when they enter into the land of Canaan.
第九节一句话，一无所缺。
They will have lack nothing.
什么都有。
They will have everything.
那这样的生活方式结论应该是第十节。
And so with this lifestyle, their conclusion should be in verse 10.Verse 10, when you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you.
所以在神的恩典中应该是天天来感谢神。
So in the blessings and grace of God, we should always give thanks to God.
因为我们以前在埃及做奴隶。
Because we were once in Egypt as slaves.
现在神用大能大力把我们救到这里，生活这么好。
Now God with his power and strength has led us to a life withThat is so great.
所以应该是天天感谢神。
So we should give thanks to God daily.
那如果一个人用感恩的心天天来享受神的恩典，来感谢神，他就可以继续长久活在神的恩典里面。
And if a person is always grateful and always thank God each day, then they will continue to live under the blessings of God.
但是人性有一个弱点。
But human nature, there is a weakness.
就是人很容易忘记神的恩典。
That is, humans always forget the blessings of God.
因此，人在很舒服的生活环境里面会产生另外一个影响。
And so, when they live such a comfortable life, they are influenced by something else.
那是什么影响？
And what is that influence?
从十一节一直念到十四节。
Verse 11 to 14. 11. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes which I command you today. 12. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them. 13. And when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold are multiplied and all that you have is multiplied. 14. When your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage.
这个地方说、哦、一个人、啊、吃得饱足建造美好的房屋居住牛羊都增加、哦、那他就忘记了神。
Here says when that people have eaten and are full, have built beautiful houses, and have many things, they forget the Lord.
忘记这是神的祝福。
They forget that this is the blessing of God.
那他就会觉得没有神我也活得很好。
And they think that even without God, I can live a very comfortable life.
而事实上、啊、那一种丰盛的生活是因为神的恩典。
But in reality, their abundant lifestyle is because of the blessings of God.
但是把神从心里面拿掉，这个叫做心高气傲。
But when they take away God from their hearts, they are lifting themselves up and being proud.
所以我们在看人性的弱点，圣经写得很清楚。
So the Bible clearly describes the weakness of human nature.
因此这个利亚族，这个当祖先的人。啊、当然他知道神的恩典他也知道他们子孙的弱点
So Rechab the ancestor knew and understood the weakness of his descendants、
啊、因此他在选择生活方式的时候他就用比较保守的方式来过他的生活
So when he chose his lifestyle he decided to live a simpler life、
啊、那一个人、忘记神的恩典
When a person forgets the blessings of God,
我们看十七节。
Look at verse 17. 17. Then you say in your heart, My power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth.
好，然后十九节。
Verse 19. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God, and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish.
二十节。
Verse 20. As the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish, because you will not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God.
所以这个十九节在讲一个顺序、哦、忘记神的恩典就会去拜别的神。
So verse 19 talks about something that will happen. Once you forget God, you will worship idols.
就是去拜偶像。
You will worship idols.、
哦、那在神面前这是最大的罪。
And in the eyes of God, this is the greatest sin.、
哦、所以生命记摩西还没有死。哦、他们还没有进到迦南，已经讲得很清楚。
And so before Moses had passed away,、it was very clear. He told the people,
应该活在神的恩典，是天天感谢神。
They should live under the grace of God,、and they should always give thanks.、
但是当人活在神的恩典，人就忘记神。
But when people live under the grace of God,、they always forget.
然后就开始拜偶像。
And they begin to worship idols.、
哦、那拜偶像的结果是什么？
What is the result of worshipping idols?
二十节，请。
Verse 20. As the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish, because you will not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God.
所以到最后就是灭亡。
So in the end, you will perish.
因此我们的生活方式在很短的时间可能看不出对我们有什么影响。
So in the short term, the way we live our lifestyle does not seem to have a great influence.
但是经过十年、二十年，对我们跟我们的下一代是会有影响。
But after 10, 20 years, this will affect us and it will affect our next generation.
一旦成为习惯，有时候生活方式很难改变。
And once it becomes something that we always do, then it is very difficult to change.
所以我们在成立家庭，我们人生开始一个新的开始。我要好好来想，我要怎么建立我的家庭生活方式。
So we begin to build our family and begin a new life. It is very important that we consider how we establish our family.
那最重要的考虑点就是这会对我的家庭的信仰有什么影响。
The most important thing to keep in mind is how will our lifestyle affect my faith and my next generation's faith.
不是凭感觉，不是抄别人。
Is not according to feeling or copying others.
而是从圣经的教训来建立自己的观念，建立自己的生活方式。
but it's to establish a family lifestyle according to the words of God, according to the Bible.
好，那我们现在再来回来思想一下啊，他们这样的生活方式到底代表什么？
Okay, now let us turn back and think about how what their lifestyle means to us today.
我们看耶利米书的三十五章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 35.
好。第六节。
Verse 6. But they said, we will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, you should drink no wine, you nor your sons forever.
约拿达吩咐他的子孙永永远远不可喝酒。
Jonadab told his descendants that they should never drink wine.
在以弗所书里面说不要醉酒，酒能够使人放荡。
Ephesians told us not to drink wine because when they drink wine, they can do many things that are not good.
Debauchery.
They will commit debauchery.
但要被圣灵充满。
But instead be filled with the Holy Spirit.
可见圣经把酒跟圣灵摆在一起。
So wine is placed next to the Holy Spirit.
就是表示说这两个不能够共存。
Which means that they both cannot stand together at the same time.
这两个可以达到相同的目的。
The both of them can fulfill the same purpose.
比方说我们喝酒是为了要舒服或者很快乐。
For example, we drink wine because it is comfortable and we are happy.
这个是肉体的。
But this is fleshly.
那如果一个人被圣灵充满，
if a person is filled by the Holy Spirit,
他可以活得很喜乐，
he'll live a very joyful life,
很平安，
a very peaceful life,
很自由，
very free,
很满足，
and very satisfied.
这是心灵上的，
this is in spiritually.
那如果一个人在神里面已经得到满足，
and if a person is already fulfilled in God,
那他对酒的需求就很少，甚至不需要。
They will not desire wine at all.
也不是不可以，是不需要。
It is not that they can't, but they don't need to.
因为我已经满足了。
Because they are already fulfilled.
但是一个人信仰如果没有被神所满足，
but if a person's faith is not fulfilled by God,
很自然他的心就会去想从世界来追求什么来满足。
Then very naturally, they will seek after things in the world to satisfy themselves.
那最简单的就是酒。
And that wine is the most easy way.
那酒在属灵上又代表什么？
What does wine mean spiritually?
从另外意义来讲，酒就是娱乐。
From another standpoint, it is entertainment.
世俗的娱乐。
Worldly entertainment.
也会让人高兴。
Will also make people happy.
所以有的人离不开娱乐。
So some people cannot depart from entertainment.
但是当我们如果被圣灵充满，
but when we are filled by the Holy Spirit,
我们就发现这个世俗的娱乐对我们来讲是不需要，而不是不可以。
We will realize that we do not need any entertainment, not because we can't, but we don't need it.
因为在神里面那个满足是比世俗的娱乐更喜乐、更平安。
Because the satisfaction in God is more joyful and more peaceful.
所以我们是不需要，不是不可以。
So we don't need it, not because we can't.
那圣经说酒能够使人放荡。
And it says that wine will make people have debauchery.
圣灵会帮助人结出圣灵的果子。
And the Holy Spirit will help people bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
这个带给人的结果是正面的。
And this will bring a positive effect on humans.
但是酒跟世俗的娱乐带给人到最后是放纵。
But wine and entertainment will not bring such great things.
因为酒会让人失去控制力。
Because wine will make people lose control.
那一个人是容易失去控制力，就很容易犯罪。
When people lose control, it is very easy for them to commit sin.
那世俗的娱乐会让人对罪的敏感越来越弱，到最后没有感觉。
And worldly entertainment will make people lose their sensitivity to sin to the point where they are numb.
到最后我们对罪没有感觉，离开罪就不远了。
And in the end, we do not have any feeling towards sin.
所以我们现在是可以做到不需要喝酒。
So we should have a point where we do not need to drink wine.
因为圣经里面神应许给我们圣灵。
Because God has promised us the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
那种满足不是酒能够给我们的。
And this satisfaction is not something that wine can grant us.
挪亚从方舟出来以后。
When Noah came out of the ark.
那个罪恶的世代已经被灭掉了。
The sinful world had been destroyed.
但是挪亚喝醉了酒。
But Noah drank wine.
我们看起来罪又跑出来了。
And sin came about again.
所以我们知道酒的可怕。
So we know the danger of wine.
因此这个约拿达他知道人性的弱点，就告诉他子子孙孙不可以喝酒。
So Jonadab knew the weakness of humans and told his descendants not to drink wine.
对我们现在来讲，不需要喝酒，被圣灵充满就对了。
So today we should be filled by the Holy Spirit so that we do not need to drink wine.
那个时候没有圣灵，所以吩咐不可以。那现在不需要这样，被圣灵充满就不需要喝酒。
At that time, there was no Holy Spirit, so they could not drink wine. But today, we have the Holy Spirit, so we do not need to drink wine.
好，我们现在再回来看一节哈，哥林多彼得前书。
Let's turn to First Peter.
彼得前书的第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
二章的十一节。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 11.Verse
11,
Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul.
Okay, 这里说，亲爱的弟兄，你们是客旅，是寄居的。
He says, Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims.
就是刚刚我们提到的，在寄居之地，那个寄居就是用在这里。
And the land, and previously it says the land we are sojourners, and the sojourners is recorded here.
我们在属灵上是寄居的。
So spiritually, we are sojourners.
那既然寄居，我们盼望在哪里？
And since we are sojourners, where is our hope?
第一章，彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
从第三节开始。
Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
第四节。
Verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这个第三节说我们有活泼的盼望。
Verse 3 says that we have a living hope.
第四节说可以不得到不能朽坏不能玷污不能衰残在天上的基业。
Verse 4 says that we can inherit an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and does not fade away.
所以站在天国那个基业上面来看我们的生活，我们是寄居的。
So according to the heavenly perspective, we are just sojourners here.
所以要禁戒肉体的私欲。
So we must do not.
二章十一。
We must abstain from fleshly lust.
因为这个私欲是与灵魂征战的。
Because this war against the soul.
就是说，如果我们被私欲胜过了，我们的灵魂得救，那个活泼的盼望就没有了。
That is, if we are overcome by fleshly lust, then we do not, we no longer have a living hope.
那如果我们控制了私欲那我们活泼的盼望就有把握。
And if we are able to control our fleshly lust, then we still have a living hope.
要控制私欲就是要控制酒。
And if by controlling our fleshly lust, we must control wine.
世俗的娱乐。
Which is worldly entertainment.
这是第一个。
This is number one.
那第二个，我们再回来看耶利米书三十五章。
Secondly, let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 35.
第七节。
Verse 7.
这里说不可盖房子，种葡萄园。
Here it says you shall not build a house, sow wheat, plant or plant a vineyard.
那第十节。
Verse 10.
住在帐篷里面。
But dwell in tents.
那这样看起来，他们几百年来都住在帐篷里面。
And as we see, for hundreds of years, they dwelt in tents.
好像亚伯兰一样。
Like Abraham.
这个今天对我们来讲是什么意思？
And today, what does this mean to us?
就是表示我们的心要常常与神同在虽然我们的身是住在这个地上。
That is that our heart must always be with God, even though our physical body dwells in this world.
我们看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
第三章。
Chapter 3,
the
verse 2. Verse 2, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse 3, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
第四节
Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
这个第四节说，基督是我们的生命。
Verse 4 says that Christ is our life.
他显现，我们要一同显现在荣耀里。
And when he appears, we will also appear with him in glory.
这个就是活泼的盼望的实现。
This is the manifestation of our living hope.
所以，第二节。
So verse 2.
要思念上面的事，不要思念地面的事。
Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth.
第一节，要追求上面的事。
Verse 1, seek things which are above.
因此我们可以了解当时利甲族他们生活很简单，就是要让他们的心常常能够与神同在。
So we understand that the Rechabites lived a simple life because they always wanted their heart to be with God.
因为住帐篷与住家里显然住帐篷是比较容易专心的。
Because comparing dwelling in tents to living in a house, they can focus more while they're in the tents.
所以怎么样生活最能够让我们在灵性上专心？这样就是最好的生活方式。
So whichever way will help us to focus on our faith is the best way to live our life.
好，那我们先来看他们这样的生活方式产生什么结果。
So let us now see what is the result of their lifestyle.
好，我们先来看35章。
Turn to Jeremiah chapter 35.
18-19.
Verse 18-19. 18, and Jeremiah said to the house of the Rechabites, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Because you have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts and done according to all that he commanded you. 19, therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, son of Rechab, shall not lack a man to stand before me forever.
这个地方讲这个利甲族必永远不缺人站在神的面前。
Here it says that the Rechabites shall not lack a man to stand before the Lord forever.
因为他们信仰能够持守纯正，所以神就要让他们站在神面前。
Because they were able to keep a pure faith, so the Lord will always make them be able to stand in front of him.
那如果我们能够把我们的眼睛扩张到灵界里面。
And if we can have a spiritual vision.
那我们就知道一生最大的恩典是神能够接纳我们来服侍他。
Then we will know that the greatest blessing from God is allowing us to serve him.
服侍这个又真又活的神，这是最大的恩典。
To serve the true and living God, this is the greatest blessing.
所以这个约拿达的子孙到最后神应许他永远不缺人，要站在神的面前。
So Jonadab, the son of Rechab, has been promised that they will never lack a man before the Lord.
这是最大的赏赐。
This is the greatest gift.
所以我们想到我们的子孙将来的信仰。
So we think about our descendants' faith.
如果他们都能够一直能够在神的面前来侍奉神。
They can always stand before God and serve Him.
这是神给他们最大的恩典。
This is the greatest blessing from the Lord.
但是要达到这样的境况，我们的生活方式会决定他们的信仰。
But in order to achieve this, our lifestyle will affect them.
所以这个生活方式非常重要。
So the lifestyle is very important.
好，那到耶利米书35章的时候。
In Jeremiah chapter 35,
我们看回来再来看耶利米书35章。
Turn back to Jeremiah chapter 35.
15节。
Verse 15. I have also sent to you all my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Turn now everyone from his evil way, amend your doings, and do not go after other gods to serve them. Then you will dwell in the land which I have given you and your fathers, but you have not inclined your ear nor obeyed me.
耶利米用23年的时间，从早上到晚上传相同的警告。
Jeremiah used 23 years from day to night to preach the same message.
就是要回头。
That is to return.
离开恶道恶行。
To return from their evil ways.
但是23年没有人听。
But for 23 years, no one listened.
为什么？
Why?
因为大家生活过得很好，大家都不愿意改变。
Because they all lived a very great lifestyle, no one was willing to change.
以为说过得很好就没有问题。
They thought that if they lived a great lifestyle, then there would be no problem.
但是忘记了，在神眼中大的问题快来到。
But they forgot that in the eyes of God, the great problem was coming.
就是外族要来攻打，把他们掳到巴比伦。
That is that a great tribe, that a great nation will come and exile them.
所以在35章我们可以看到，大部分人啊，神对他们讲啊，将会有灾难临到。
And so the Lord told most people that there would be a great destruction that would be coming.
但是这个利甲族，神却说啊，他要永远站在我面前服侍我。
But to the Rechabites, he told them that there will always be a man standing before him.
所以这个可以让我们来思想我们的人生应该怎么过。
So this allows us to reflect upon how we should live our life.
我们再唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
157首。
157.